Technology is making it easier than ever to measure our every move. Wearable sensors let users gather data on everything from daily computer keystrokes to nightly sleep cycles. The self-tracking movement could change the way we live and work. NPR's Elise Hugh met someone who's tracking his every step.
I'm starting my Nike Plus watch that is going to measure how far and how fast we walk using GPS and this pod that's on my shoe.
Noah Zandan measures each move he makes down to the most granular detail.
And if I show you my phone here, you can see I've got 9 different self-tracking apps. Everything from habits to running to fitness to sleep.
The 30-year-old entrepreneur is part of a growing movement known as Quantified Self, a community of self-trackers that wear devices to measure themselves constantly.
The practices of using numbers to reflect on ourselves is quite old. And it's when these established practices meet these new technologies that you get the quantified self.
Former Wired editor Gary Wolf started the quantified self community in 2008.
What's new are some of the technological tools, the cloud analytics, the small sensor technologies, the computing that's coming very close to us and is in our phones.
Devices you can now carry or wear make it possible to measure how much REM sleep you get each night, your peak productivity time at work, what goes in your body, and what comes out.
So there's a guy in California that's been tracking his poop for the last year, and he actually was able to diagnose himself with Crohn's disease before his doctors because of tracking his stool sample for the last year.
Most people aren't monitoring themselves that closely, but more Americans say they're self-tracking. 14% of respondents in the 2012 Pew Research Survey on Internet in the American Life said they used websites, a computer program, or an app to track their health. That's more health trackers than there are Twitter users.
It's hard to establish new habits, right? But you can't even get there if you don't have anything quantified to work with.
Sunny Vu's company created the first blood glucose meter for mobile phones. Makers like Vu say the movement is spawning a whole new industry of companies that want to teach users what to do with their data.
But what I think is going to happen and is happening is you have a number of these apps and web services that are using artificial intelligence, using crowdsourcing information, using experts to deliver personalized health coaching, fitness coaching, or whatnot. And on the medical side, decision support services for patients and care providers. This will be a new industry. Automated coaching, automated decision support.
Noah says the constant feedback has changed the way he lives and maybe how long he will live.
And I actually have an app on here that will tell me when I'm going to die and tell me how long I'm going to live based on my daily habits. And if I improve my habits, which it sends me an email every day with what habit I should improve, like drink more water, I can see my life expectancy increase on my iPhone.
Just knowing details about ourselves doesn't always translate to better living. If it did, bathroom scales would have done more for those with weight problems. But devoted self-trackers say the end goal isn't necessarily changing themselves, but knowing themselves.
It's not just give me the data so I can improve, it's give me the data so I can understand.
Paving a way to better understanding, one carefully counted step at a time. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Austin.